What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? How you doing? It is Diva. We're here on live. I'm actually about to interview Alana Powell. She's the founder of Boldly Me. Hey, Tanisha. Hey, Miss Sherry, so pretty. We're about to interview Alana Powell, the founder of Boldly Me. That is the organization that I spoke at April 1st. And I donated some Tam's berets. So as you guys can see, we got the yellow Tam's. And let me invite her in. Let's see. Otherwise, I hope you guys are well. Sorry I have not been on live lately, but if you are missing episodes of Diva Talk Podcast, you already know where you can find me, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Man, I got a lot of stuff coming up. Hey, Alana, I just invited you, sweetheart. I'll invite you again, sweetheart. All right, yeah, just I sent you an invite, so just click it and log in. Yeah, again, excuse my voice. I celebrated my birthday last month with my gals in Vegas, and yeah, we got pretty turned up. Well, not to mention allergies too. There we go. Alana!
Hi, can you see me?
Yes, can you see me?
Yes.
You
Do I look okay?
look amazing,
Oh,
darling.
thank you. I
Yes.
may have to put on my Tams Ray because it's getting a lot cold in here.
Yeah, you know it's supposed to rain tomorrow?
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what
Oh my
I
gosh.
said. Yeah.
It's getting cold.
Right.
Oh.
It's
I lost my camera. Sorry.
okay.
Sorry, my friend.
All right. So everyone, this is Alana Powell, the founder of Boldly Me. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing fantastic. I've never done this before. This is the first time.
Oh my God, that's the first time you've been on IG Live?
Yeah, on Instagram Live. I've never done this before. So it's like a new experience for me. So I apologize if I'm a little bit delayed and a newbie at this.
No, you did really well.
Okay, good.
Better than some people where they're just like, okay, wait, I just can't log in. We just talk on the
Okay.
phone.
Right on.
Yes. So, Alana, I want to talk about you. I want to talk about your organization. I want to talk about the projects that you have going on. Why don't you go ahead and tell everyone about Boldly Me?
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name's Alana Powell, and I'm the founder and president of Boldly Me. Basically, Boldly Me is what I needed when I was a little girl. So, you notice I'm totally bald, right? So, my gig is I was born with a head full of hair. And when I was about 2 years old, I lost all my hair. And my mom and dad basically panicked and they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to handle people that were staring at me. And although I was their precious little girl, they had no idea how people would react to me. And when they got stared at or they got questions, they quite frankly didn't know what to do. So they put me under bonnets. And I was only 2 or 3 years old at this time. And then I was diagnosed with alopecia. I got back my hair when I was about four and basically went to school, but always knew it wasn't safe being away from my mom. And with that, I ended up losing my hair again at eight. And then I knew the trauma that my mom and dad went through, the discomfort of like not knowing what to say or fearing that you're going to lose all your friends because people are going to find out your deep, dark secret that you're actually bald. And so I hid under wigs, long story short. Got my hair back and people thought I was cool and okay, didn't know my deep, dark secret. And then I lost it all at 15, got on Rogaine, got massive headaches. And I just said, Mom, forget it. I'm just going to go and wear wigs and accept that I'm probably never going to get married, never going to have kids. It was kind of a sad moment of my life. And I just said, I wrote it off and I said, you know what? I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to be independent. I'm going to be financially support myself so I don't have to worry about anybody loving me. And I kind of went in this mode of isolating myself emotionally from other people and just kind of setting boundaries where anyone trying to date me, I kind of shut them out. Long story short is met my husband and he's actually the one who healed me. I never went to counseling, never went to therapy, but my husband, through his love and his unconditional support and his acceptance of me being different, I got better and I healed. And I realized that this thought I had in my head that nobody would love me and that I was unlovable as a bald woman and a bald little girl was a lie. It was a flat, fat, big fat lie. And that's when I came up with the idea when venture capitalist sat me down and said, Lana, what do you dream of doing? And I just said, you know, I just wish I could go out and have coffee and be bald. And then he's like, what? And then I took off my wig and he was like, oh my God. And he's like, whoa, you need to start a nonprofit. And so that's how Boldly Me was born, is I just built what I needed when I was a little girl, when I was a young woman, and when I became a married woman now, and now a mom. And ironically, as a mom, one of my kids has alopecia. So getting to see her live her journey with a mom with alopecia who's trained herself how to cope with it has been quite a journey. Yeah, and that's how Boldly Me was born. I just planned on helping 3,000 bald people. And then it kind of evolved in this whole other thing where, hey, I feel different. I feel too big. I feel too small. I feel too dark. I feel too light. I feel too, you know, too whatever, unaccepted. A lot of abandonment kids come to me. And, you know, and so it's just like, you know, and it comes down to one primary message that every person in the world needs to know. You are unconditionally loved by the world and you were meant to be here. And although you might not feel like it, honestly, I wouldn't have built Boldly Me if I didn't believe in you, whoever's listening. Because you know what? You are precious and you are loved and you do belong and you need to go out and be boldly you. Yeah.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh. Alana, like you are doing so much for the community, for the world, for everyone, older, mid-age, younger, kids, whoever. Like you're just telling people, hey, play the cards you're dealt. That's who you are.
Yeah. But this is coming from a woman who didn't play her cards for 40 years. And it wasn't until I came out, you know, and I stopped wearing my wig and I boldly accepted myself. And it took me 40 years. I mean, Kelda, like, that's a long time, you know. And the reality is, I don't want these children to have to struggle the way I did when I was little, with the thoughts that I had within myself that I was unlovable as a bald person. And you know, I throw my wig and everyone's like, you're great. But I'm like, you don't know my lie.
Right. Yeah. No, Yeah. How did people treat you differently because you were bald? Like what was noticeable when you were a child? Were people just kind of like, you know, like, oh, hey, how you doing? Giving you the cold shoulder or whatever, or not including you in activities?
So the reality is I wore my wig all the time. Nobody knew. Like my best friend, Jill Roland, I've known her since I was 5. She's still like one of my best friends now and I'm 51. Right. So she's tight with me. She didn't know I was wearing a wig until I was about 40 when I came out with Boldly Me. Wow. And then she was like, Why did you tell me? And I'm like, because I thought you might not want to be my friend. And she goes, that's ridiculous. Good example is one of my friends, Troy French. Troy saw me at a high school reunion, about our 25-year reunion. And, I lived this line nobody knew, and I hit it really, really well. In high school, I went to a public high school, and then I got switched to a private high school when I lost all my hair because my parents were like, okay, we got to hide you because you know too many people. I've always been kind of a friendly gal, so I knew most of the school. And I was a cheerleader, so they knew, oh, she's the cheerleader, right? And she's the friendly one. So then I knew a ton of people. So they're like, we got to hide you. So they put me in a private school, and nobody, well, I still knew a few people there. But I kind of went undercover and pretend I cut my hair. But I had really long hair, and all of a sudden, no hair overnight. And then it was like, okay, throw a wig on her. And the funny story is that 40 years after that day, my friends from high school saw me at this reunion and they were like, Alana, we were so scared and worried about you. We
Whoa.
didn't know what happened to you. And they were crying, telling me that they loved me and that they were worried about me and that I disappeared. And I said, but I thought you guys might not like me if you've now I'm gonna get teary because you found out I was a bald girl. And I thought you guys might not want to be my friend anymore. And I was only like 15 when this happened. And I'm like, are you crazy? We would have been there to help you.
Oh
And I cried. I'm crying now, but I cried so hard because these are friends who are still my friends now. And they support bullying me because they lived it with me.
yeah.
My husband is a good example. When we were dating, honestly, I wore a full head of hair, kind of like your hairstyle, Kelvin. I knew my husband had a crush on me when we were in school, but I always had big hair, and he didn't know I was a wig. He was like, I thought you were the cute girl with the big hair. And then he starts trying to make out with me when we start dating, right? And I'm like, oh crap, he's gonna rip off my wig and he's gonna run for the hills when he finds out I'm a bald chick. I was crying way worse than this, and I'm like, I gotta tell you a secret. And I go, I've never really told many people. And he's like, what's wrong? And I go, well, I have this medical condition. He goes, what? Like, what is that all about? And then I was like, well, I have this medical condition and I actually can't grow hair. And he goes, that's it? And I'm like, yeah, that's it. And he goes, take off your wig. I want to feel your head. And so before you know it, he's got his hands all over my head. And I'm like, okay, you're trying to date me, and this is the wrong place for putting your hands. But it's been almost 30 years, and he, it's still going. And he taught me that I was lovable. But yeah, I had one lady make fun of me as an adult when I took my wig off. And ironically, her daughter was wearing a wig. And she saw me bald in my earrings, and she was kind of making fun of my earrings moving. And I just thought, you know what? That's so odd. Your daughter, I can clearly tell, is wearing a wig and struggling, and you're commenting on my earrings and you're laughing. And I just thought, you know what? This is about you. This isn't about me. And then I told her daughter, I said, you know what? You're beautiful. And then she was like, oh my gosh, yeah. And then I just kind of kept doing my thing.
That is wow. I am so like honored to speak to you about this because there are a lot of people dealing with alopecia out
Yes.
there, and some are embarrassed to address it, just like any
Absolutely.
many other issues that we all have.
Yeah.
And gosh, being at your fundraiser, I saw how you have so many supporters, just so many. Like, how did you
Thank you.
connect with everyone based on your organization that you created?
That's an interesting one. So I've
Because
always
you have
been single.
doctors, you have
Oh.
lawyers, you have everybody in the building, like.
When it comes down to it, I'm a firm believer that everybody wants to be loved, everybody wants to be accepted, And everybody wants to have a purpose, you know? And I think what Boldly Me does is it reinforces people that they're loved. And that inspires them to want to help others know that they're loved too. There's an analogy that I always use, and I tell the kids, I tell the adults, I tell anyone I talk to, once you learn this Boldly Me message, and I'll say the promise for you, which is pretty powerful. I want you to be like stones that I throw in the water. And then I want you to throw stones in the water and have that ripple effect. These doctors, these folks that connect, they do it because they care. They love people and they want to help. And it's not money driving them, it's the genuine desire to help others. Good example is one young man from Afghanistan. He was 17 years old when I met him. His best friend jumped off of a building and killed himself. Yeah,
Oh, gosh.
it was horrible. He came to one of my classes that I run at a high school, and he brought 10 of his friends. That 10 turned to 20, 30, 40, 50. There were like 50, 60 kids in there right away, right? And they all were struggling with, well, I don't want to diagnose it because I'm not a doctor, but something that looked like post-traumatic stress disorder because they lost their friend from jumping off a building, right? And these kids, and I'm still in touch with them, it's 11 years later. These kids learned the Boldly Me lessons, which are all based on therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, and acceptance and commitment therapy, all in kind of like a classroom format. So it's not so scary. You're not sitting in a shrink's office. You're just like getting fed information like you do math or English, right? It's not so scary. These kids took it back to their home country. This one boy was 17 years old. Now he's 27, 28. He took it back to Afghanistan and he shared it with people in Afghanistan because they were getting recruited by Al-Qaeda. And he was sharing with them that they were loved, you know, and accepted and giving them the hope and the light that they needed. And that's what happens is people just spread the word. Yeah. Do
And
you have
like you
any
said,
questions? You know,
it's natural. I mean, you know, it's authentic love. You know, it's
yes.
not like you said,
Yes.
getting a prescription by a doctor and laying on the bed and just, oh yeah, and today this happened and you know, blah blah blah. No, it's natural love.
Yeah. And what's great is we have this powerful promise that the kids built. So the kids built most of it. And I kind of help guide them. But one of the phrases they say is everyone struggles. Be the hero of your own story. And that's still our slogan today because the kid said, this is what speaks to us. And then we have this promise we created, and this I think is very powerful, is it's I accept and love myself as I am. I'm responsible for the choices I make in my life. I will be boldly me. And it all comes down to it's a choice. It's a choice for you to be bold. It's a choice for you to choose love and joy rather than despair and anger. It's really a choice. And once they realize that, they're like, holy crap, I'm gonna make it a great day.
Sometimes they turn to the negative outlets like drugs, alcohol,
Oh, totally.
suicide, like you
Yes.
mentioned.
And even like mass shooters, right? I stopped eight of them, like eight who were working on buying guns. Yeah, because they were so pissed and angry. And really, what we taught them was how to regulate their emotions and that they belong in the world and that nobody's trying to hurt them. And that really, it's about them learning how to stay calm and look at all the positive things in their life. And one of the things I tell them is, you know, whether you believe in money, Mother Nature or God or the universe or whatever, you can't rely on people to help you. You have to help yourself, you know, and realize that the world loves you. And people get hungry, they get tired, they get grouchy and sleepy, and they can't be there for you all the time. So you gotta look at the trees and the ocean and the mountains and the green grass and the flowers and say, you know what? Some higher power made this for me. I don't know who it is or what it is or where it is, but they made those flowers and that beautiful earth for me because I belong here. And honestly, that turns those kids around and those adults who are struggling with this severe pain.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, and you know, I think like all of us suffer some kind of anxiety, depression at one point in our life. And, you know, in a way, you know, I think it's a little healthy to go through because it gives your emotions experience and expansion on how to think. Yeah. And, you know, if you were in a particular situation that was traumatizing and you're depressed from that, if you come across it again or talk to someone who's been through that, you kind of already know how to jump, you know, go over those humps.
Right.
And I know,
but the hard part is kids making sure that they have someone to talk to.
Yeah.
That's the key. Cause these kids that, and adults who get so sad or so angry, if they don't have someone who says hello to them or someone who says, hey, I care, or even just smiles at them, then they fall deeper into those feelings. Mm-hmm. And those feelings are very real to them until someone helps stop them.
Yeah.
And that's when that's why I say, and people say, why are you so friendly? Why are you so happy? Okay, here's the deal, guys. There's 86,400 seconds in your day. I'm not going to waste any one of them, right?
There you go.
And I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to spread joy as much as I can, because guess what? All of us have a time limit, right? We expire at some point naturally, you know? So it's like, I'm going to make those seconds count, and I'm not going to let some bozo who pissed me off ruin my day,
right? Right. You're not gonna let the bullies turn you into a mass shooter.
No. Nope.
And throw your life away.
And realize it's a choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's and that's why you have to be the hero of your own story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and love yourself. Not in a narcissistic way, but just know that you're lovable and that you are so loved. And hey, all you people on this call, or if you're listening to a recording, whatever. I wouldn't be creating bullying and doing this if I didn't give a crap. I care. I care so much. I built this thing from the ground up for you. Not anybody else, for you, because I care. And Kelda cares. Kelda would be hosting this show if she didn't care.
That's right.
So anybody who's feeling down or out, you tell them to watch this video. Yeah. Or you tell them to go to Boldly Me's site. Tell them to call us up. Hey,
yes.
Man, we got your back.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, there's lots of love in out there.
There is. It's just you. It's funny. It's like you can't find it. It has to come to you. But like you said, you don't need somebody else to love you. You love yourself first. And that's what attracts people, when you love yourself first.
Right. And not in an egotistical way, but
not at all. Not at all.
Like, you know what? Like, so here's a good example, guys, is, you know, like when I'm super stressed out or like someone's, you know, treated me in a way that I didn't like, I say, you know what? I deserve better.
Yeah.
Like, the best person to treat me good is myself. Let me go. So now this is a secret, but I love McDonald's hot fudge sundaes. I just love them. Like, it's my favorite treat. So I'll go to McDonald's. I'll buy myself a hot fudge sundae, and I'll say, you know what? I deserve this because I'm loved. And I take that time to do that self-care before I get exhausted and angry or super sad. You know, it's just making sure you take the time to self-regulate and take good care of yourself, you know?
That's right. That's right. Spoil yourself once in a while. You know,
I was telling my daughter, so I have three kids, everyone. One of my daughters was dating this fella, and she was super sad over the breakup, right? And then she dates a couple other people. And then she's like, Mom, this is so horrible. I can't find someone who makes me feel good. I said, well, that's your problem, is you're looking for someone else to make you feel good. How about you go on a date with yourself? And I said, you know, how about you be single for a little bit and then go on a date with yourself? So she's was single for several months, and she's like, I'm going on all these dates on myself. And she goes, I took myself to the movies. I took myself to a coffee shop. She goes, I am loving it. I'm having the time of my life. And I said, that's what it's supposed to be like.
Exactly.
And then if you find someone to compliment that, then that's cool, man.
Yeah. No, totally. I totally agree with you. You know, it was funny, like, I remember on my 18th birthday, I would just drive around San Jose to like different fast food restaurants and just tell everyone it's my 18th birthday. And I would get like all these free fries and burgers and chicken nuggets and stuff. And I'm like, I don't give a damn. It's my day today.
Yep.
And I feel great about myself. And this is the way I need to be here on out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know there's always going to be people that want to rain on our parades, right? Those are the bullies. Those are the people that they have love in their hearts too. They just don't know how to find the love, but once they do, they'll be one of us.
Well, that's the interesting thing is that we teach is hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
So if someone's hurting you or being a naysayer to you, really they're hurting. They're hurting 10 times worse than you.
Yes.
And so really you have to stay close to that unconditional, universal knowledge that you are lovable. And if you stay close to that, like, so when I go into my dirty mind place, like meaning like I'm super sad or super angry, I knock myself on my leg and I say, snap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? And then I remember, oh, you know what? I am love. The trees, the flowers, the earth today are blessings in my life. And I need to remember that because even if there's something bad that happens that doesn't go the way I want it to, guess what? There's something else that's supposed to happen.
Yes.
So, right?
Yeah.
You won't see the door that's open if you're looking at the closed door. You know what I mean? So you got to just constantly be open and say, okay, you know what? That didn't work out, but something else is going to come along. So Deb Mitchell is my good friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's the owner of Twisted Silver Jewelry. And she always says, oh, you got a crap covered package, didn't you? She goes, there must be something really good in there because it's so crappy. There's something good in there. And usually when I get a crap cover package, I go, okay, let me be patient. There's something good in there, really good. And, you know, and usually it's like something that's going to be life changing. It's like, oh, the gift of, you know, friendship or the gift of, you know, oh my God, I learned something new. I learned about being trustworthy or I learned about honor or I learned, you know, about, you know, how important it is to have, you know, food on the table or shelter. So, so like getting those crap covered packages, I say, bring them on.
Yeah.
Right.
Bring a ton of them.
Yeah. Cause I can't wait to open them.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And it happens to all of us. And yes, when the right thing comes our way, it's a blessing that you went through the negative part, you know, opening a bunch of crap.
Exactly.
So, like, oh my gosh, Alana, you are just so...
Tell them my head's getting cold.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. There she goes.
Hold on. Hold on. I look really silly right now, but I gotta put them on. I'm getting cold.
Oh my gosh. I love the emerald green, darling. It looks so beautiful on you.
That's what you told me to wear when you're like, take a photo in the emerald green. And I accidentally opened the hot pink. So I opened emerald green today.
When I get some more colors, I got to ship you some.
Okay.
Yes. Well, yes. Alana, thank you so much for coming on the show. Can you tell people how to reach you, what you have coming up next?
Yeah. So everyone, you can reach me at www.boldlyme.org. And basically we're here, man. Like we're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, we're on our website. Just reach out and write us an email or give us a phone call and we're here for you. What we've got going on is we have 33 school districts SLS coordinator to have access to our Boldly Me online academy. And so if you, in the privacy of your own home, want to learn our lessons, which are all based on therapy, they're online. And we made it super easy to use. So you go to the Boldly Me Academy and you can get help there, or you can talk to us. Just reach out and then we'll actually talk to you. We're spreading. I've got volunteers out in North Carolina and Florida and New York who are working on spreading it out in those communities. And then I've 33 school districts. We're working with SLS coordinators to make a mental health curriculum mandatory. So I'm working heavily with Senator Cortese and his staff, as well as other ambassadors within government, to actually make sure that we push this forward. So we have a bus tour coming up on May, I think it's the 17th. And we're going up to the Capitol to actually push for mental health education in all schools throughout the country. So that's what I'm pushing for real hard now. The other piece you guys need to know is I have a cybersecurity background, and one of the gaps that we have is actually education and cyber well-being. The internet, though wonderful, has a lot of information and people that are, quite frankly, trying to hurt other people on the internet. So there's a little bit of a cyber war going on, and I need all of you to be aware of what to do to protect yourself financially, healthcare-wise, information-wise. And so I'm building a cyber well-being curriculum right now with a bunch of cyber professionals in high tech. So that's kind of, I'm an electrical engineer. That's my training and background. And that's what I'm working on now, because we got to keep us all safe and healthy.
That's right. That's right. And do you have an email list on your website where people could receive newsletters?
Oh, absolutely. Just sign up and then we will actually be sending out newsletters. I do a lot of Facebook posts as well, so you can go there to keep on our mailing list. But yeah, we're not that hard to get a hold of. Okay. I mean, Kelda knows where to find me. She hunted me down, and I actually, with my cyber background, thought she was a scammer.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I was like, oh my gosh. She's a real person.
You're like, how is this possible?
Like, she's famous. Why would she be coming talking to me?
Because good energy attracts good energy.
Oh.
Aha. Yes.
You're making my heart throb here.
Well, yes. Thank you so much, Alana, for coming on. And, you know, we would love to have you again.
Absolutely.
And yes, please. Yeah. Continue to keep us posted on everything you're doing, because I think what you have going on is very important and very informative for not only the youth, but just, you know, everyone.
Yeah, I think, Kelda, if you're open to it, the next thing I need to talk to you guys about is the cyber stuff.
Okay.
The cyber and the safety and the security. It's really a national security issue that we got to address as a country. And so I think maybe that might be the next topic we talk about. And yeah. And Boldly Me's building that curriculum for K-12 and transitional age youth, because, you know, this is their generation of internet, right? And social media. And quite frankly, like, we all got to make sure that we use it wisely, especially with ChatGPT. Who's heard of ChatGPT?
Yep.
There's some good in there, but there's a lot of stuff we got to be worried about. And so, not to give anyone a panic attack, but we just need to make sure that we have education out there to make sure we keep everyone safe and healthy and well.
That's right. And dealing with the right people who handle your finances.
Yes.
So there's no hacking going on.
Yeah.
Or what's going on? Like, there's a couple of companies out there that have been breached.
A
lot of their customers' information is exposed, from account, bank numbers, social security, date of birth, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's a big topic that we should talk about.
Okay.
And I don't know how much time we have on this, but really I can outline a whole bunch of stuff with you and bring some more experts on. But I'm building the curriculum to make sure that we start educating the K-12 youth, as well as transitional age youth and adults. We just did our kickoff presentation in It was like February where we actually started teaching elderly about how to protect their finances, how to make sure. Kind of one of the key things is make sure you do multi-factor authentication. Make sure that you, if you can, with your like Experian and the credit companies, freeze it until you make sure you lock it and then unlock it with through a freeze. If you can, because then that prevents people from taking out credit cards under your name or your social or stuff like that. So there's things like that that can be done. And we can talk about that more if you want, during your next podcast with me. I can even bring on, so I work for Juniper Networks right now. Amazing company, transformative. And they are actually went from working on mission critical systems to now enterprise systems. To actually help make sure the public is safe. And so they're doing a lot of security work to make sure that we educate the public. And the CEO, Rami, he talks to me a lot lately. And so it's like, Rami's like, no, keep going. And I'm like, okay, I'll keep going. And so we can talk about that next time.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome
Yeah.
to because all my listeners, all my viewers, you know, this is a insight for them, a new insight.
Absolutely.
So we would
Yeah.
love to bring you back to talk about cybersecurity.
Yep, absolutely. Okay.
Cool. All right, Elena. Well, thank you so much once again, and
You.
we will be talking to you soon, darling.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye bye.
Okay. Okay, now I gotta know how to turn this off, Kelda.
Just press the X button at the top.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna turn it off for both of us, so
Okay. Bye.
bye.